And Suzanne Owens is an excellent writer and performer, and she will be featuring here on March 29th. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
Thank you, Ellen. When my daughter was born, she was born in Manhattan. I was living in Manhattan at the time with my husband in an apartment on 86th Street. And during my pregnancy, I wrote a book of poems for my husband, ex-husband now. And I'm going to read some of them. The book has the art and the poems together. And that's how I spent my pregnancy. So these are very old poems, and I haven't revised them or done anything, so I have lots to look forward to here to see if I'm gonna, how I'm gonna fix them up. Can everybody hear me? And this is from the balcony of the 8th floor, overlooking 86th Street. Like graceful minuets, the planets circle suns. While moons bow low, they pirouette in motion slow, in rhythm with the muse. A complicated counterpoint with steps advanced for only ancient students of the dance. In perfect time, no beat is missed, perfection simplified. Until there is no thought but an involuntary heart, this is part and unrehearsed. All soul immersed in being. The dance is played for us to do, the dancers we can be, and leap above percussion with the wind, or flow as easily as the sea, and soar on strings and live the song and ride the tide, then surf in on the foam of higher notes. Come close to shore, come home to share together. Until sucked out, we drift apart. Inhale the great heart, with it beat, expanding with the pulse, the sigh. Exhaled sea spray to return in hovering waves once more, together on the shore. From here, I watch them come and go, insignificant creatures pacing out the trivia of years. Back and forth, to and fro, made less important by the distant buildings, open-eyed at night, postcard yellow and blue. Night watches, guards imperial, impartial, over every passion, natural or devised. And I watch, hypnotized from our balcony, a camera lens zooming out, zooming in, or take a panoramic sweep along the street. I edit this, enlarge on that, examining the stunted figures shortened by the height of buildings, all shapes and sizes, every walk, each individual, hundreds upon hundreds, every evening, noses, eyes, and lips meet, part, embrace in everyday behavior, adding up to lifetimes like wood-carved figures for a window dressing, stiffly, stately, entering a Chinese restaurant, or lovers lifted from a poster gazing at a menu in a window, French cuisine, tourists rounded out, squared and camered, dancing, drinking at the Hofbra. Voices urgent, laughing, fire engine horns, the gamut of all noises like old newspapers already read, gust as if in a wind, get sucked into the funnel of the buildings, sweep past, weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, life passionate and passive filters up to me, as sounds or smells do, from a room below. The space between gives freedom for infinite interpretations, freshly cooked, still green, crisp, succulent to my eyes, and I wait for you and search for you to be a part of this collage, while placidly I watch over our barbecued chicken, to explode into a galaxy of joy and shout beyond an atmosphere where waves are lost in soundless emptiness, to go beyond all thought and fear, dissolve into some atom dancing, sweeping through stardusty plains in cosmic air that rains against a windowpane of nothingness. No mirrored dome, no many-colored glass that brings one back again to the beginning, where the ending starts, but live and live, immersed, expanding, with the expanding universe. Thank you. Well, I hope you weren't as bored as me. I found that boring myself.
Suzanne Owens is never boring, right? Thank you, Suzanne. Before I bring Katie up, I just want to indicate who will perform between Katie's mini set and a start of feature time. And that will be Owen Kennedy, Betsy Binstock, and Loose Change. So now it's my pleasure to bring up Katie Frasinelli, who will do a three-song mini set. It gives people a chance to have a little more of a taste of somebody's music or spoken word. I've enjoyed watching Katie develop as a songwriter and a performer. She performs alone, but she also performs